was never zeiche to know exactly what is Super Bowl. Today on the way here, someone, Shmuel Azar, tried to explain to me it's kind of bull. But what I'm really jealous is, I never had this nisayon to give up on seeing Super Bowl. But to come here and to feel that in one hand, it's like Leil Yom Kippur, Leil Shavuos, in one way, and in the other way to feel like it's a big party, I think this one is really very special. So, in this week's parsha, we read on Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu Kofa Aleim Har Kegigis, Hashem comes over to Klal Yisrael and enforces them to receive the Torah. And he tells them, if mekabli masa teiro mutav, and if not, shom tia kvurascha, either you learn, either we kill you. Klal Yisrael says, yes, there's no choice. And Chazal tells us that the mountain of Har Sinai was covered with flowers. So it was kofalem har kegigis, but the mountain was covered with flowers. Every year in Shavuos, in most places, they do a memorize to this Kofalem Har Kegigis, and they decorate all of the shuls with flowers. The Litvish, some don't do it al Pide Ramo, because the Gratzmach, they do it. So some, the Goyen really stopped it, but most of the Chassidish places and all different places cover all the shuls with trees and green. Zeicher to the Har Sinai was covered with flowers. And I have a question, I never understood. Har Sinai is covered with flowers, so every year, Leil Shavuos, we cover the mountain with flowers, we cover the shuls with flowers to remember that Har Sinai was covered with flowers. I have a question. Someone would ask me, what is the most important thing that happened in Har Sinai, in Matan Torah, and what is the most not important thing? I think the flowers were irrelevant. I think the Kofalem Har Kegigis, the fire, was the most important thing. If I would have to make a memory for Kofalem Har Kegigis, I would put pots in all the shuls. Like all the shuls, like big pot, some here they will get like a huge big pot, and put it over the Bismarck, everyone will feel Kofalem Har Kegigis. That will really give a feeling of, you know what, it was flowers on Har Sinai, so they took a couple roses and you come into shul, oh, you know, now I remember Shavuos night, I remember Har Sinai, Hashem covered it with flowers. And every place they do it, I don't know what is the meaning here, I'm sure the meaning here is to cover with flowers, yeah? It's Pashat, yeah? So why is it so important? Sure not, yeah? But why talk is such an important meaning? I said, meaning I grow, we don't do it. But the answer is such an important meaning. The answer is, Kabbalah Satoiro is enforced. If you don't receive the Torah, Shom Tie Kvuras. If you don't receive the Torah, this is your end. But Har Sinai is covered with flowers to tell us, you're right, you have to receive the Torah, and if not, this is your end. But learning Torah is the most nicest, pleasant, beautiful thing that we have in the world. So Har Sinai was covered with flowers to give us the message, you're right, you have to learn, you're not allowed to have bad stuff, you're not allowed to have the wrong things, and it looks like it's a very forcing, very demanding religion. But the truth is, the mountain that was Kofalem Har Kegigis was full and covered with flowers to tell us, Our Torah is Darcheya Darchei Noyam V'chol Nesiv Eser Shalom. It's so sweet. It's so nice. It's so good to sit and learn. It's so pleasant. It's so beauty to sit and learn. The Torah is covered. Har Sinai is covered with mountains. And when I see this night, and I'm telling you, you have a schus, not if the hundreds of guys that are sitting here, if the whole world knows that in Aderes Eliyahu, Aderes HaTeiro. It's 12 o'clock by night, you know, it's my sleeping time. Yeah. I didn't, you know, you slept by day, some of you, I took showers before they came in. I'm before, you know, before my sleep and before my shower, so I'm allowed to a little bit be tired. and I'm not getting 2 o'clock sushi, yeah? I don't know, maybe it's a part of the deal, they will send me some rolls, but... But the whole world knows that in this Beis Medrash, tonight, instead of being like all of the goyim, sitting there and watching what is a waste of time, what is dirty to see, what you're not allowed to see, instead of that, sitting and learning, and you're coming to this Beis Medrash, and not that people are standing outside with guns and forcing everyone to sit and learn, and everyone feels so bad and trying to stink out every minute to hear who won this game and who won that game. And everyone is sitting in Beis Medrash, and it looks like the happiest night in the night in the world. The happiest night, this is the biggest night of the yeshiva. This Kiddush Hashem, I think, is nowhere that you could change it. There's nothing that could change the Kiddush Hashem to be here. And a boy that sits and learns here tonight has such a koyach of a Kiddush Hashem, tremendous all over the world. Everyone wants to know how many boys were here tonight. If everyone was here, they were learning the whole time. And everyone that has a chalek in this big Kiddush Hashem, you don't know the schus. I'm saying, I'm jealous. I would sit also and learn here tonight. There's the reason I'm not sitting and learning here tonight, because I don't have any soyan to go somewhere else. So I will not get tzchal for sitting here, yeah? It's not like a big deal. So maybe I will go to sleep, but... But really, I'm telling you, I'm jealous of everyone. And I'm telling you, the Gan Eden, the mountains that you're getting from Gan Eden, for being here tonight, again, not only sitting and learning, and everyone looks happy here. Everyone looks excited. Alevai, I will have a schus to be a chalek, and if that tremendous Kiddush Hashem, I've added the schus, goes to the Rosh Hashiva that came up with this idea, like all of his good ideas. And I'm saying, you see, we're here on top of the mountain, the five floors to walk up, and take to feel that it's flowers all over the place, this beauty, this yoifi of Teiro, I hear the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you listen quietly, you could also hear, but I heard him tonight when I was walking up the steps. Chazu, chazu, bonai chavivai. Look on my kids, my loving kids that I love them. Chazu, chazu, bonai chavivai. The mishtakhin mitzor adelei. They leave the whole world. Umisaskin besimchos advili. And their Isaac and our Teiro, I think, is the nicest words I heard in the steps. The Beira Olam are telling the Malachim, come down to Adel tonight, when the whole world in Eretz Yisrael is sleeping, and the whole world in America sitting near the boxes and looking, and here is a group of people, the mishtakhin mitzor delay, it's not choshev by them, they leave it, and all of them are joining Simcha Satoiro, Chedva Satoiro. I'm telling you, this Kiddush Hashem, to sit here, to feel, to be a part of this beautiful Bitul Avidezore, Bitul Ayesh. I'm telling you, if Mashiach normally walks over, when Mashiach sees this, the Mashiach is running over to Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kisses everyone, that Be'ez Hashem will be zeicha tonight to be strong, to sit and learn. For sure the Yitzhahoy will want to stop you a little bit, not to let you, but to grab 4 or 5 hours of learning straight, and Mekadesh Shem Shomayim, and Be'ez Hashem you will have the Siyata Dishmaya. So I want a little bit to speak about the chashivus of Torah that we'll understand what we have tonight. A person has to know Talmud Torah keneged kulo. The Torah is more important from everything else that is in the world. David HaMelech says, Toiv li Torah picho me'alfei zohav v'chesef. The Torah is better from Alfei Zohav V'Chesef. So if a person has two options, to have all of the money in the world, or to know Shas, David HaMelech says, Toiv li Torah Spicho Me'Alfei Zohav V'Chesef. I think everyone in this room, if you will ask him what you want to be, Rabbi Akiva Eiger or Bill Gates, what everyone would answer? What you would answer, Rabbi Akiva Eiger or Bill Gates? No, I don't. I'll tell you. I want to explain. I don't think it's one guy here that doesn't want to be Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The ones that don't want, they think like this: Rabbi Akiva Eiger, anyway, I will not be. Let me to be Bill Gates. But if you were shot, there is two pills. Let me explain. It's two pills. You could swallow one pill, you become Rav Kiveh. You swallow the other pill, you become Bill Gates. For sure. Now, you have a minute, two pills. What do you swallow? Rav Kiveh. No. Question about it. So I don't think someone has any sign. The reasons the ones don't become Rav Kiveh Eiger is, again, because we don't believe that we really could become Rav Kiveh Eiger. So we say, why to take the chance? At least let me to have the money. But if you would really know that you could become Rav Kiveh Eiger, but that is not the big thing. That I think is not, you don't have to come to David HaMelech. You could learn an Adera Satera and to say, here, Rav Kiveh Eiger. So why David HaMelech is so proud of himself that he says, "Toiv l'tei haspicho me'al feizov v'chesef," if even, what's your name?
Reuven Tepper.
If Reuven Tepper even says it, I see you're the one that gave up the phones also, I saw your name there. Very good. I just had a minute to read it, and I read all the names, but don't test me in the memory, but I think I remember all the guys, even the one that is added in the end. But anyways, so why you have to come to David HaMelech to say, "Toiv l'tei haspicho me'al feizov v'chesef"? If every guy could say it, the answer is, "Toiv l'tei haspicho me'al feizov v'chesef" doesn't mean if you have the choice, Rav Kiveh Eiger or Bill Gates, Rav Kiveh Eiger. Not everyone would say Rav Kiveh Eiger. If a person has the chance to have all of the money in the world and to know kol ha'teira kula, but to miss only one little pshat in Tesfus, or to be poor and to know kol ha'terekula with the tesfus, what you prefer? Kol ha'terekula, what do you mean in Psochim? Babakame, where are you holding?
Meitav.
You know, kol ha'terekula, chutz machlekes Rabbi Shmuel v'Rav Akiva, Meitav, did they? You get mixed up there. Chutz from that, you know, kol ha'terekula, chutz from the sugi of Meitav. You can't understand it, what is going on there. Did they, the nizik, the mazik, you're not figuring it. But you know, kol ha'terekula and all of the money in the world. Or kol ha'terekula with Meitav and no money. Then I'm not sure you are, right? Not yet. And David HaMelech says, "Toiv l'tei haspicho me'al feizov v'chesef." I prefer to know kol ha'terekula even instead of that little amount of money. Why? So I want to explain it. I'll explain it with a mashal. I had a dream. It's only a mushroom, yeah? That I had a dream. We'll get, hopefully in the end I'll tell you some stories that did happen. We'll start with the ones that almost happened. So I had a dream. It was like a big lottery in America, $500 billion. The number is 25682 with a small number, 42. That is the number. If you fill up that number, you get $500 billion. Okay, by night, you know, they told me the number. I wake up in the morning, I have an amazing idea. What I will do with $500 billion. So I have an idea. The first $1 billion, I will make art school in all different languages. The second $1 billion, I'll make Hatzolah all over the world. And the third $1 billion, I will make, you know, Kam Simcha for everyone that could come to help the kids. Yeah, you know, everyone wants to get in. We'll be a lot of Kam Simchas for everyone. Everyone to get in. The next $1 billion, I plan to open like 20 yeshiva smir, all over, like 50,000 people sitting and learning. And like this, I'm carrying on. I'll do what, you know, help the Russians, help all the mitzvahs. I wake up in the morning, I'm all excited, I'm planning to do that, to get one guy to be in charge, a CR. I will give him to be in charge and 500 people, everyone will take care of that. One of the guy will make that solo. Every 2 minutes, I save a kid. Right? If you have a solo. Every 3 minutes, I give birth to somewhere. Every 5 minutes, I, you know, like this. Then I... The next money will be to make art school all different languages. Every minute someone is learning a Blat Gemara in my name, you know what I mean? In my account, every second Blats are flying in, yeah? The other billion, I'm doing 50 Ol Samechs all over the world. Every 2 minutes I have a family becomes about truth because of me. Yeah, every in my account, a family, you know what I mean? I'm already, I wake up in the morning, I'm running to get this number, to get this $500 billion. I have exactly worked it out, how I'm giving it out. 500 people, him, 10 Osamech, 10 Yeshivas Mir, 10 Atzkil, 10, you know, Chayla, and et cetera, all of these Achen. And the way I meet a friend of mine, and he's holding on to me, I see he's running also. I ask him, where are you running? He says, it doesn't make a difference. You know, slowly, slowly, I see he's running to the same place. He asks me, he's the captain, where are you running? I said, it doesn't make a difference also. Back and forth. I tell him, where are you running? He says, I had a dream. The lottery, I know the number. I said, I also know the number. We started to run. He holds on to me and he says, Nissan Kaplan, you go back to learn. I said, you go back to work. Well, I go back to learn. He says, listen, you're learning anyway. I want to tell you what I'm going to do with the $500 billion. He says, the first $1 billion, art school. The second $1 billion, Osamech. The third $1 billion, Russians. He said, like this, to get out all of the mitzvahs. The same amount of mitzvahs he wants to do exactly like me. 10 Yeshivas Mir, 10 Osamech, 10 Atzole, everything. He says, I'm promising you with a lawyer that this is what I'm going to do with the money. If not, I'll give you the money. You could go to learn. I say, listen, I want the mitzvah. I want to have the schus of holding 10 osamech. You know what it means? I have 10 osamech. Every 2 minutes, a family becomes Baal Tshuva because of me. Yeah? I have atzola all over the world. Every minute, I save a guy. Every minute, I'm saving another guy. I have all the articles in the world. Every minute, the Blat Gemara slips into my account. And the guy tells me, I will do the same thing. I say, you will do that. You will have Gan Eden. I want to have Gan Eden. He tells me in the Rambam state, the Rambam state, that im yochol lasas al yedei achirim, you're not allowed to do the mitzvah. He says like this, you anyway learn, I'm not learning. So yochol lasas al yedei achirim, you go back to learn, I will do the mitzvah. I tell him, but I want to have this chal. He says, and the Rambam says, that if someone else could do it, you don't have a right. So what I do, I go back to yeshiva, Nochem Olde Reboch, bell like this with my finger. He buys the lottery. He becomes the biggest guy in the world. Supports all of the Osamechs in the world, all of the art schools in all different colors, blue, green, everything. Yeah, everything is him. He has that soul all over the world. It's him. And I'm stuck with this Reboch bell exactly to understand what is the Nafkimina from Yoshiv, L'Rabbi, Shove, Kesef, Subin, and Tula. Yeah, there I'm stuck, yeah? Meta Didei, the Alma, Ziburis. This is what I'm... And he's running the show. So, and I have to go back. Why? Because the answer is Talmud Torah keneged kulam. But 1 hour that I'm learning, I'm getting schar more from all of the mitzvahs that he will do. When David HaMelech says, Toiv li teraspicho me'alfei zohar v'chesef, what do you think David HaMelech wanted to do with alfei zohar v'chesef? He was not planning to buy a yacht or a private jet. He was planning to support a lot of Torah. And he says, all of that, I prefer to learn one tesis instead. Because the schar that you get in 1 hour of learning is more from everything what you could do. This is really our hashkafe. I'll tell you a story that's a little bit closer that happened. When I got married, I wanted to learn. My wife wanted a husband. So I claim I want to learn. She said, we got married. So we made up that I could learn till 1 o'clock in the morning. I have to be home from 1 till 6 o'clock. I think it's fair. Fair? Aaron. Some of the same thing you will do, yeah? Just find a girl that will agree. But, so, okay, every night I come home 1 o'clock. I'm there from 1 till 6. She lets me to learn. Baruch Hashem Shalom Bayis. One night I show up 2 o'clock. My Rebbetzin says, we made up. Till 1 o'clock you could learn. I said, I'll tell you what happened. I was outside the house. I saw a bus tipped over. 20 people flipped out the windows. So I ran over, you know, mouth to mouth. And then I didn't know how, but like to blow, you know, till the ambulances came. I blew into all the people till the ambulance came. The ambulance came. I helped them to get in. I'm sorry I was late. My Edison says, my husband, I'm sorry. I'm proud of you. I said, now I want to tell you a secret, I told her. I did something a little bit better. I learned for an extra hour. What do you think now? What do you think? Why before she was proud, now she wanted to kick me out? What is the answer? Our mistake is, I want to explain to you, is no, and listen to what I'm telling you now that you're Moisel Nefesh, you have the Kach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to give you everything what you want. I want to teach you, is no Nisoyen to sit and learn. Remember this. is no real nisoyan to sit and learn day and night. The nisoyan is to analyze to yourself what is the chashivas of Torah. If you are sitting in your room 12 o'clock by night, you hear a scream, you see two kids drowning, you will not jump out to save them? If it's cold water, you jump in? The other night, you see again two people. You say, oh, yesterday I saved? Or you jump again? I'm sure you also jump, yeah? No question. Why? Because I'm jumping again. If you would feel, if I learn tonight another hour, another five kids, you would stop to learn? You would never manage to close the Gemara. The only question is, you know, a guy's 12 o'clock by night, you're so tired, and a friend calls you, he says he wants to go off the derech. You know, you stay awake with him the whole night? The other night, a different friend comes, you know how it goes. Why are you not tired? No, the shmuz to the guy, you're never tired. If you would feel when you're sitting and learning that Talmud Torah keneged kulam, you would never stop to learn. There's no nisayon to sit and learn. The nisayon is to understand the chashivus of Torah, to understand what Torah means. If you understand what Torah means, if you understand what is Torah, you can't stop to sit and learn. You can't stop to sit and learn. The Yetzer Hara lets us not to have this chashivus. But when a person has this chashivus, he can't stop to sit and learn. And our job is, when we are standing tonight in such a special night of Kabbalah Satoira, such a night of Kabbalah Satoira. I heard over Shabbos, the Givaldi Kipshat, and Yom Tev, we read the Luchos Shniyos. We don't read the Luchos Rishonos. You know, we had Kabbalah Satoira of Parshas Yisroi, we have Kabbalah Satoira of Luchos Shniyos. So the Shem Yishmuel explains why we read the Luchos Shniyos and not the Luchos Rishonos. So the Luchos Rishonos Hashem gave us, it broke. The Luchos Shniyos, we had to work ourselves. Moshe stood there and begged and begged and begged. Psoy lecho. This doesn't leave. He says, Shabbos is in the Shama Yisera, it leaves Motzi Shabbos. Yontif, then the Shama Yisera doesn't leave. Why? Because Klal Yisrael and Mekadesh the Yontif. It's two nights. It's night of Lel Shavuos. That night you could be Mekabel the Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah. This is Luchos Rishonos. Tonight is the Luchos Shniyos. It's the night that you decided on your own to be Mekabel Ol Torah. To understand the Chashivus of Torah. It's a huge Siyata Dishmaya. If you grab onto this Siyata Dishmaya and you decide tonight I'm learning without stopping. I'm learning 4 hours straight. In the end of the 4 hours you will feel the Mesikus HaTorah. You will feel the Chashivus of Torah. Teira is yekoro himipninim. He's like a diamond. Chofetz Chaim explains why Teira is like a diamond. Why is that like gold? Like titanium. It's very expensive metals that you could unlimit the price. Chofetz Chaim explains if a person has a pound of gold, it's worth $5,000. 2 pounds, 10,000. 3 pounds, 15. 4 pounds, 20, 6, 30. See the amount of gold you have, that is the price. If you have a diamond, you know, I think they divide it in carats, how do you call them? So how much worth 1 carat?
$2,000,
okay? Someone wants to buy it, but, okay, $2,000. How much worth a diamond that has 2 carats? Okay, you're right, the price is 8,800, almost right, yeah? Well, it's $2,000. How much is worth a diamond that has 2 carats inside? 4,000? More. A diamond that has 15 carats, how much is worth? Much more. A diamond that weighs a pound, how much is worth? 1 billion. Like I think 50,000 big tons, yeah? Or something like that, right? I'm saying before it went down. Yeah. So what is the pshat? What is the pshat in it? Why? Frank the Chofetz Chaim. Why? What is the answer? Gold is a fixed amount for gold. You have double, it's worth double. You have triple, it's worth triple. I have 10 times. And diamond is not like that. The small diamond is 2,000. When it doubles and triples, it, the price, the Torah is the same thing. When you learn 1 hour, no. When you learn 2 hours, it's not 2 hours. It's 4 hours. When you learn 3 hours, it's 8 hours. When you learn straight 4 hours, it's 16 hours. The power, what a person gets when he does Ratzifus of Torah, this power is not the pshat he learned 4 hours tonight. When a person learns an hour goes out, he has 4 carats, $8,000. But if he learns straight for 4 hours, this is an expensive diamond. 4 carat today, I think, is around 100,000. A person is coming to this night, the night of his batlus to the Yetzer Hora. Every second that you're here, after, even if you leave after you came, you already get tzchal, because you decided to be mekabel ol teira. But you're in a matzav of klal Yisrael, and this week, if kabbalah satoiro, if a real kabbalah satoiro, if you do the ratzifus, if this night, that you already decided to stay awake, and you already decided to be moisel nefesh l'teira, to mevatel all of the gashmias, the litzinus of David Azorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives such a siyata dishmaya, a tremendous siyata dishmaya. Don't let the Yetzer Hora to steal it for you. The Yetzer Hora says, you ready? He came. I will make him to go out every minute. I will make him to call someone, to check if someone left him a message. And if not, to call that guy, maybe he will leave you a message. No one calls him, so he checks, yeah? Just to take these 4 hours and to learn. Now, to learn and to learn and to learn. I'm telling you, you will get such a gishmak, such a cheshek in Torah. If toivli Torah spicho me'alfei zoho v'chesef. That mesikus of Torah, that gishmak of Torah, the Chazanish says, sometimes it doesn't come in the first half an hour and it doesn't come in the first hour. But after 2-3 hours that you learn straight, you get that sweetness of Torah. You get that mesikus of Torah that you can't switch it with something else. You can't, it doesn't switch. You're standing here tonight. You have to know, as a yesoid, when a person is meisel nefesh l'teira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a siyata dishmaya. As a famous mashal, they say over, was a person that built this big, big building, 100 floors. The opening was one Sunday, 10 o'clock in the morning, and he said the first 10 guys that get to the top in 2 hours, everyone gets $1 million. Before the opening, all of the tall guys, you know, all different colors, were standing around, about to try to run, up. 10 o'clock, they opened the door. It was like huge steps with marbles. They marching, 300 people. After half an hour, they look at each other. They're holding the floor number 10. Okay, 10, 100 floors. 50 people drop down. But the other 50 are running. After half an hour, they got to floor 20. They look at each other. Floor 20, an hour, we have one more hour. Another 30 people drop. But 20 carry on. And they're rushing and they're pushing. After another half an hour, they get to the floor 30. They look at each other. There's no chance, there's no point to do it. There's 2 people left. They decide they will try to do it. They run quick, in 25 minutes, they make another 10 floors. They look at each other, 5 more minutes left, 60 floors. They say to each other, okay, now we understand why he's giving out this money. So the one tells his friend, okay, but you know what we did here, we'll try 5 more minutes. He says, 5 more minutes, well, there's no point. He says, I'm trying. The other guy says, listen, you're trying, you will die in the steps. There will be no one to find you there. One goes down and the other one runs and runs. And in 4 minutes, he manages to do one more floor. He gets to floor 41. He sees this huge elevator. He presses the button. He presses 100, like in Manhattan, you know, these quick elevators. And in a second, he gets to the floor, to the top floor. He opens it exactly, and the guy stands there and gives him $1 million cash. I want to tell you, it's the same thing in Ruchnius. it looks sometimes impossible. How I could know Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifri? There's no chance. It takes me an hour to learn a Blat Gemara. How many Blat I could do? Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifri, Sifor? There's no chance. You're right. But Hashem says you could cover everything and you could be the biggest Talmid Chochem and know Yetzer Horus and you would never care about the street and you will not be interested in it. How? The answer is Hashem helps. You have to work. And the place that you can't is the elevator that lifts you up to the next floor. I was in that elevator a couple of times in my life. So I wanted to tell you, this elevator not every time takes you to the top. You know, like the snakes and, it's different, and you have to know not to fall down the middle, yeah? But you have that elevator. Every time when you come to the place that you maxed yourself, in that minute the elevator uplifts you to a different level. Tonight, you are running. When a person pushes himself, but I can't anymore. And in that moment that he decides, I'm staying there, the elevator picks him up. And he manages to get there. And he manages. Chazal say, Echod betzar, yoyser mimeo sheloi betzar. You know what it means? When it's hard, it's like 100 times. Chofetz Chaim says, over the mashal, a person came to Olam HaEmes. They asked him, you have mitzvahs? He says, no, nothing. He said, yeah, I'll tell you the truth, the rabbi in the shul was very into shachris in shul. Every day Adam and shachris. This is it. Okay, they put shachis in the scaler, all of the averas, all of the black malochim, come to take him to Gehenna, and then he sees white malochim flying in with mud and slush, ice, and they put it on the mitzvahs, and everything goes down. He asks, what is this? He said, in the morning when you would go to shachis, in the cold days, in the mud, in the slush, we collected all the mud that stuck on you, and all of that became the mitzvahs. A week later, another guy passes away from that shul. He comes up to the Shemaim, we have mitzvahs. He says, no, nothing. He says, Shachis, our Rav was very into Shachis. He put Shachis, all the Averis, Gehenna. He says, no. They say, no what? He says, take my limousine, put it on that. I'm telling you, much more from all that mud. He says, no. Here we weigh mud, we don't weigh limousines. In this world, what we suffer, I remember it was a maisa, a person came to the Shemayim, a yeshiva bocher came up to the Shemayim. They asked him if he has mitzvahs. All of his mitzvahs fit like in a sandwich bag. With a zip, in his little ones. All of his mitzvahs. You can't even buy a plastic chair upstairs with that amount of mitzvahs. Maybe one, like the old keter ones, maybe, yeah? Okay, he goes, he said, no more mitzvahs. He said, I remember now, second Seder, my chavrusa would leave 6 o'clock and I would stay till the end. 20 boxes. What else? My morning Seder, in the morning he would schmooze like till we walk in, 9:30, go to them. I was there very stark. Another 20 boxes. What else? Yeah, winter's man, my morning chavrusa left home early, a bit before Purim, and I stayed till the end. Another 30 boxes. Okay, now he really has like 70 boxes, like the little cottage you could buy there. He comes into the Gan Eden, he meets his chavrusas in Gan Eden, and he tells them, why you came? If you would never come, how much Gan Eden I would have? In this world, we're upset. He has a chavrusa, he doesn't have. I'm stuck. For me, it's hard. For him, it's easy. This is what counts. Echot betzal, yoyser mimeo sheloi betzal. This little kid came into the Alter Ger Rebbe crying. Rebbe, what happened? He says, Rebbe, you don't understand. I'm so stupid. I don't know how to learn. He says, what do you mean you don't know how to learn? He says, I sit in the Blat Gemara, I can't figure it out. After an hour, I figure out the Rashi's in the right side, Tesis in the left side. I turn the page, they switch sides. I just can't handle this. The Rebbe thought, well, I'm so jealous of you. By you, one day that you learn is like 100 days. In 3 days, you do what I did in a year. I was born, I'm smart, I love learning, I know I'm going to be Rebbe, it's easy for me. I'm jealous of you. I will tell you, the hard days are the ones that count. This is what counts. The easy days doesn't count. When I was a kid, I don't know how it goes here, especially, everyone is clean here, Baruch Hashem. But when I was a kid, it was a game. You had to go to town, the big machine, they had that game. I'll tell you how it went. It was a yellow man. He ate little pieces. I don't know how you call it. I don't know. Now, I'll tell you how the game went. Every dot that he ate, you get a dot. Then they had his triangles, 200. If you eat them, then comes cherries. If you eat cherries, 1,000, 2,000. But what happens? If you don't eat the cherry, he eats you, and you're dead. They give you three lives. By us, we know Sheva, you put tzaddik. Okay, I send them a letter, they didn't change it, yeah? Now, I want to ask you a question. If you have that game, and you have that, is a point to play the game? Is a point? The whole point is, that is cherries. If not, you can't get nowhere. But if you fall, you lose. A bocher comes, everything is good. For a good day, you get one dot in the Shemayim. Okay, Baruch Hashem, you're learning for a week. Hashem says, what, he has seven dots, what you could do? Hashem says, we'll make it hard for him. We'll make it hard, and he will learn even that it's hard, it'll be worth a lot. And now it's hard, he stays in bed for 2 days. No, Hashem says, no, too bad, we'll give him again. It makes it easy again, he's learning for a week, he gets a dot a day. Okay, he's learning shtag, we'll make it hard for him. Again, he goes back. Hashem loves you, he makes it hard because he wants us to be zeiche. I'm telling you, tonight by you is a Kabbalah Satayra. And I really want to be a part of this chus, of this chush of a place, this chush of a Kabbalah Satayra. I'm not speaking more because I want you to learn. You know, drushes are very nice, but it's not Gan Eden. Gan Eden is when you sit and learn. Even for drushes, you don't get such a high Gan Eden, especially if it's like some stories in the middle. The Gan Eden you get for opening the Gemara and learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Bez Hashem, Bischar, that you are Mekadesh Moi, and you mekabel teiro be'avo, you will be zoiche lilmoid ulelamed lishmo velasois, and again to have the words of the Boira Oilom and this yeshiva ateres ateiro chazu chazu bonai chavivai v'mishtakhin mitzor adilei v'askisim b'ched v'sadili, and be'ez Hashem you will have siyata dishmaya.
Stop. This is very